You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Craig Cohen. Back in 2008, as the nation's economy was in free fall, the downturn was especially hard on the community of Janesville, Wisconsin. That year, a century-old General Motors plant closed down. For the workers that were laid off, that meant seeking new employment in a decidedly different and difficult economic environment. The next 3 years in the lives of residents in Janesville are chronicled in a film entitled As Goes Janesville. It premieres on Independent Lens tonight at 9 on WILL-TV. Then tomorrow night, the film will be screened again as part of WILL's Community Cinema Series at 6 p.m. at the Champaign Public Library. A discussion will follow the screening, and two of the folks involved in that discussion join us now. Henry Ratcliffe is a community engagement producer with WILL and organizes our community cinema screenings and discussions. Henry, welcome to the Afternoon Magazine.
Thank you for having us here, Craig.
Glad to have you with us. And Tom Carino is the Economic Development Manager for the City of Urbana. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And Tom, your department and the Department of Economic Development in Champaign are both partnering with Illinois Public Media on this screening, along with the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce and AFSCME Local 698. Is it unusual for a local chamber of commerce, local economic development officials, and a local union all to come together for an event like this?
I don't think it's uncommon. I think there are a lot of efforts that we do locally. A lot of the organizations in this community are tied pretty tightly, so we work pretty closely with most of the organizations that you mentioned.
But that is somewhat different from certainly the example that we see in the film in Janesville and throughout the state of Wisconsin, where there was quite a bit of acrimony over the last few years between the government and unions and big business that turned into, as we all know, a fairly intense experience. So what, if anything, can you draw from what has happened in Wisconsin in recent years as you think about the sort of relationships that you have tried to develop and maintain with local unions, with big business, with government all together?
Sure. Well, the movie was interesting in that it started off as a movie, in effect, about economic development. A large business, a GM plant, closes, and the community trying to reinvent itself. But what was interesting about this movie is, as all of this was happening, there were also some interesting things happening in Wisconsin related to labor relations. And so it really made an interesting movie in that it really was about economic development, but it was also about labor relations and how the two kind of work together for a community that's trying to reinvent itself.
Henry, what makes this film, in your mind, a good jumping off point for discussion dealing with those sorts of issues?
Well, in this community, we have some similar situations, and in other communities, there are large businesses that have closed, and often in those communities, they are one of the strongest things that are driving the community. And so that leaves the remaining community with a real tough situation in that this large employer has left. Now they need to try to get something back in that place that can fill in the gaps that were created when that organization left. And often, those were really decent jobs. And now, whatever replaces it is not as good as what was originally there. So it presents quite a few different problems for all of the players in those different communities, the working population, the government, the people trying to get jobs to come into the community. And this is a very good example of them working to try to solve that problem.
Tom, do you see parallels between the cities of Urbana and Champaign and the city of Janesville as outlined in this film?
Sure. They are, as part of the film, again, I mentioned they're trying to reinvent themselves, and what they're really trying to do is diversify their economy. And I do think that you see in our local communities throughout Champaign County, the municipalities and the county itself are trying to diversify the economy. Our major employer, the University of Illinois, is a little more stable than what Janesville had in a GM plant. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't work hard to try to diversify our economy. And so I think there are some parallels between what Janesville was trying to do and what we're trying to do in make sure that we have a diverse economy.
Were the events that transpired in Wisconsin starting in 2008, including the ultimate introduction of a bill there to end collective bargaining and then the ensuing maelstrom that followed, was that unique to the state of Wisconsin, or do you think there are examples, conditions, circumstances where that sort of circumstance, maybe not the, that specific issue, but something like it could happen in the state of Illinois?
Oh, I think, I certainly don't think it's isolated. Anecdotally, things similar to what happened in Wisconsin are happening all over the country. And the I think our state legislature in Illinois, they're looking at labor relations and things like the pension system in Illinois. So I certainly don't think what happened in Wisconsin is isolated. I think it's happening nationwide and happening here in Illinois as well.
Henry, what sort of discussion are you hoping will be facilitated tomorrow night? What do you hope to get out of it?
I'm hoping that people will come and discuss what can happen if that situation presents itself again here. Because in 1993, we had a GM plant over in Tilton close and Chanute Air Force Base closed.
Right.
So there were two major employers of this area that hit this area, not specifically Champaign, but the area, if you will, take in from Danville over to, say like Mahomet. That those two businesses affected quite a large area. And if something like that should happen again, we're not in necessarily a better situation to solve that. And I'm wondering, how could we get in a better situation?
Tom, if we should face another great recession at some point, what do you believe will be the key to addressing it within this community and seeing that, in particular, in your case, in Urbana anyway, that city navigates its way to better economic development?
Sure. Well, I've said this several times, and so I don't want to harp on it. But again, diversification of the economy, the economy, you know, the Great Recession, it affected different sectors differently. Some sectors fared better than others. And so the key to maintaining a healthy economy is making sure you're diversified so that some of those sectors that aren't as negatively impacted are still successful and can help kind of, you know, pull the slack for the local economy, and to make sure that for those industries that are negatively impacted by a slowdown in the economy, that you offer assistance to those types of businesses and sectors to make sure that they can recover as quickly as possible to, again, improve the local economy.
Henry?
I have one more thing. Tomorrow, we are hoping to have Gail Price, the manager of Building and Development Services in the city of Janesville, via Skype.
Oh, excellent.
He's going to take part of our discussion, and he was a former planner for the city of Champaign.
Okay.
So that hopefully he can give us some insight from his perspective.
Well, it sounds like what Tom is saying really relates directly to this idea of what became of Janesville and what could become of it and what other cities need to be aware of, and that is that a company town needs to be more than just a company town. Would you say that's sort of the essence of it, Tom?
Absolutely. You can't have too many eggs in one basket, and you really need to make sure that your local economy is diversified in that you have people in many different sectors so that, again, if one sector is slow or one sector is performing very well, you kind of have an averaging effect for the local economy in that, again, your eggs aren't all in one basket.
So to bring this home then here in Champaign-Urbana, sort of the key is that this community and the economics behind it has to be driven by more than simply the university.
Correct. Now, excuse me, we can take advantage of the University of Illinois and all of the things, great things that happen here with research and development of new products to help diversify the economy. We can certainly take advantage of the university, but our economy should not be all about the university. It should be about all the great things that the university can offer this area and this local economy.
Tom Carino is the Economic Development Manager for the City of Urbana. Tom, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
And Henry Radcliffe is a community engagement producer here at WILL. He organizes our community cinema screenings. Henry, thank you.
Thank you again.
Independent Lens, As Goes Janesville, airs tonight at 9 on WILL-TV. The film will then be screened for free in Robeson Rooms A and B at the Champaign Public Library. That's tomorrow night at 6 in advance of a community discussion.